This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 446. You never get a second chance to make a first impression at an interview.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 10 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Do you have a college or graduate school interview coming up? Get four phrases to make a solid first and last impression to get into that top school you're dreaming about. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's going on today?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling great today, Michelle. And I want to start off our episode today by saying thank you to some very cool listeners who have left some great feedback by email or on our blog. So I want to say a real quick thanks, Michelle, to Fan Lee and Stella, who's from China. So thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Michelle, what are we talking about today? Let's jump into it right off.
Something very scary.
Scary. Oh,
college interviews.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is a little scary. Ooh, geez. A lot on the line, right, Michelle?
Yeah, I think that these things can be very intimidating for people. And yeah, like you said, there's a lot on the line. What does it mean when you say there's a lot on the line?
Yeah, I like that expression. There's a lot on the line. So there's a lot at stake, right? The stakes are high because we know that if we don't do well in the interview, we probably won't be offered, you know, admission to the school. And the stakes are especially high for our listeners if they're doing this in English. Ooh.
Yeah, definitely. I can imagine that that would be very, very stressful.
Yeah, but that's why we're here today. We're going to help our listeners relax and we're going to help them out if they have a college interview coming up. And these skills will definitely help if you guys have a job interview coming up too, right?
Yes, yes. So we are here to help, guys. Never fear.
We are here to help. Exactly, Michelle. So we got the question from Corinne. Can you read the question from Corinne, Michelle?
Absolutely. All right. Corinne says, since I am going to have a college interview, can you make an episode about interviews? I wanted to know what clothes I should wear, how I can show my politeness. And then she did some really funny, cute, smiley emojis that look a little bit, they're scared, right? And she said, thank you, Corinne, for that.
That's awesome. And we did an episode on emojis and how to use emojis.
Yes.
So if you want to hear that episode, guys, come back to allearsenglish.com and type in emoji. But we'll go on to the interviews for today.
Awesome.
So, Michelle, this comes down to a couple of questions that Corinne had, right? So I think today we're going to focus on how to show your politeness at the beginning and at the end of an interview. And we're going to cut out the middle because the middle has more to do with context of the conversation, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I think that it's good to focus on the beginning and the end. That's where you can really, you know, that's what people, I mean, they're obviously going to remember you from everything in the middle, but the beginning you put a good first impression and the end you make a good last impression, right? Before they decide.
Yeah, you're right. It's really important. It makes me think of that expression, you never get another chance to make a first impression or something along those lines. Yeah. Have you heard that expression, Michelle?
I have heard that expression. That's so true. I mean, and I think about it even for interviews, for dating. I think they say like people like on dates make their decision about you within like, I don't know where I'm getting this from, but I feel like I read it once, like 5 to 7 minutes or something like that. Like,
yes.
You know, yeah. The first impression is very important.
Yeah, no, that's true. I've had personal experiences with that where I've met someone and I've met their friends and I didn't like their friends and I'd already decided that I didn't like the person because I didn't like their friends and it was doomed. Like nothing ever worked out. So anyways, we're so judgmental as people, aren't we? And admissions interviews, especially at a prestigious university like Columbia University that we're going to talk about today, would be very selective. So we need to have our best opportunities to give a first impression and a last impression. Okay. Yes. Did you do college interviews, Michelle, when you were interviewing for colleges?
I did do for my master's. I did have an interview, but I don't remember college ones. I know I like auditioned for their music school. I'm sure I had a little interview then, but I don't know. It was a long time ago. What about you?
Yeah, same for me. I had an interview for my master's program, but for undergraduate, I don't think it was required. We had an essay. We had SAT scores.
Right.
I did visit the campus and I did a weekend. I met my tennis coach and all of that, but I don't think I had an actual interview. So that's interesting. So it could be that if you're applying to a college in the U.S., you may not even be required to do an interview. It depends on the size of the school. But Michelle, you put down here, you suggested that we wear a business suit. Do you think that's what is a good thing to do? Or what do you think? What should we wear?
Because that was one of Corinne's questions. It's always safe to wear a business suit. I don't know. I'll tell you a story, a quick story. Once I had a job interview and I dressed in it was in college and I dressed in a business suit. Like my mom says, you have to wear a business suit. And so unfortunately at the job interview, I mean, it was for a store and they said, oh, well, we're really not looking for people to just do, summer work. And so she said, do you want to do the interview anyway? And I said, sure. And I had tears in my eyes. I was so upset because they weren't looking for like college students. So anyway, after the interview, I was crying and my mom said, go around, look everywhere for a job. So I went into this sports bar and I was wearing my business suit. And the like boss there said, wow, like you're really professional. And he interviewed me on the spot and I got the job that day. And he kept on talking about my suit. So yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
Even though it seemed ridiculous to go in there with a business suit on, like it really made an impression on him. So you're never going to be too formal if you wear a suit. What do you think, though?
I think you're right. But I want to ask a key question. Did you come in for day one of work with a business suit on, too? Because
no,
at that point,
no,
I mean, what do you...
then it became casual. But it was so funny because I did not mean like I was not wearing that suit for the restaurant.
For them?
But it did
so funny.
Me, you know, it was good.
No,
so.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Michelle. I think that what you're saying has a really basic lesson here, and it's really important that it's better to be overdressed than underdressed. You know, I have a friend of mine who's going on a date tomorrow night. He's going out with this girl, and he told me what he was going to wear, and he said, oh, I'm going to wear a suit, and it's date number two. And I said, wow, well, I guess it's better to do that than to show up in sandals, right? It's better to overdress than underdress.
Right. It's like, there's that phrase, like, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
I love it. I think, you know, and people who, you know, employers would rather hire someone who walks in a suit than in jeans. I mean, it's just the truth because they care about their business and that says something about you. So, okay. I like your suggestion here, Michelle. Let's go with it. Wear a suit or, you know, wear a jacket, like a nice blazer,
right.
You know, a nice black blazer with maybe pants that look good, some nice shoes.
Right.
So, you know, dress up instead of down for sure.
Right. It doesn't necessarily have to be the very fanciest suit. I usually, a blazer and nice pants.
Give yourself the gift of charisma in 2016. It's what will help you succeed in your career and in your life. You can get on the exclusive email list for our new course, The Charismatic Connector, which will help you become charismatic and well-liked at work in less than 30 days, guys, by using our proprietary charisma equation.
If you want to know more and get on the exclusive list, go right now to allearsenglish.com/charisma before January 1st to get on the list to know about the course when it releases. Go to allearsenglish.com/CHARISMA. See you there.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For sure. All right, Michelle, let's jump into the phrases that our listener, once they've got the right outfit, they're ready to walk in.
Yes.
Let's just throw out four phrases and then we're going to show our listeners how to use those phrases in that interview. So what's the first phrase that we could say at the end of the interview?
So this phrase is, thank you for having me.
Right. So that one comes at the end. Another one that could come at the end.
Do you think that that one could come a little bit in the beginning as well? Like,
yeah, you're right.
It could. Mm-hmm. It could.
I think you're right. Yeah, it could. Absolutely. When you first meet the person, you shake their hands. Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah. Absolutely. That could be a good phrase at the beginning or at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the next one.
And then pleased to meet you. Kind of this one is, so you wrote this one in, right, Michelle?
Yes.
Or am I imagining that? Okay.
I'm not sure. Probably.
I think you came up with this one.
Probably.
So this one sounds a little old fashioned to me and formal. But again, as we've said about how you're dressing, it's okay to be formal. It's okay to be a little bit more formal than the norm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think you're going to show. Yeah, I agree. It's definitely more formal. You could say nice to meet you or it was a pleasure to meet you. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you want to wow them and seem also like you want to seem like really mature and like you have your stuff together.
Totally agree, Michelle. I like the way you approach that. I like that. And then the next one is I look forward to hearing back from you. And when would we use this, Michelle?
That's for the end.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then the last one, Michelle, what's the last one?
I am confident I will be a good fit.
Good. These are all very natural native phrases that are going to make you look more mature than the other candidates,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And you know, showing that confidence, right? You know, not using strong words. I'm confident I will be a good fit. Things like that.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. I mean, they have to know that you're confident in yourself as the first step because no one can have confidence in you if you're not confident in yourself.
Right.
And we've talked about confidence a ton on this show.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll come back to it.
Yes.
But what are some little quick tips we can give to Corinne or anybody else applying for school in the US about what they should actually do in the interview? What should they do before the interview, during the interview? What do you think, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there are certain questions that you're probably going to be asked. I mean, it's this similar for a job interview. So you should, number one, practice for those, right? Think about, what do you think? Like, off the top of your head, Lindsay, what's like a common, you know, interview question?
The question, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years,
yeah.
I think is really common.
Right. Something like that. Or like, tell me about a time when you were a team leader or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You can even look some of these up online, like typical college questions, college interview questions, and prepare answers, right? Don't be caught off guard. They're going to try and do that to you, right?
Yeah.
But try and prepare as much as you can. So practice, have answers ready for those basic ones. Of course, it's you're not like a mind reader. You don't know what they're going to ask yet. But if you have some basic ones, it'll take some of the stress off of you, right?
Totally agree. I mean, it's in our control to prepare, right? That's the part that we can control. We can't really control what they ask us, mm-hmm. but we can develop that baseline of confidence mm-hmm. by preparing answers to common questions. And then we will have that confidence. It'll show up in our body language and our body chemistry, and we'll have a better chance of succeeding.
Yes, definitely. And then another one would just be to ask questions about the school, right? Always, I mean, I think of this as very similar to a job interview. Of course, it's different, but mm-hmm. you know, you should research the school beforehand, research the program you're applying for. And then when mm-hmm. they say at the end, oh, do you have any questions for us? Same for a job interview, right? You have to have questions, right? You want to show that you're interested.
Yeah, especially, I mean, a lot of admissions counselors are probably going to know why you are interested in this particular school. Mm-hmm. So you should know why you're interested in that school. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be just, oh, I just randomly, you know, flipped to the page and applied. No, yes. There should be something, two or three things about the school that really have caught your eye. And you want to dig into those things, right? Because then you'll show your interest and your enthusiasm will come out and they'll see, oh, this person is really interested in this school. Because I think that they consider that probably when they offer admission, you know, they want to have a high acceptance rate, right? Right. They want to know that you are actually interested in the school.
Right. Right. So show that you're interested by asking questions, you know, kind of giving little hints that you've looked at the website. You know exactly what you're going for. And yeah, just you got to show interest on your end.
Yeah. And I actually have found a link for common college application questions. So if you guys come back to our website, to allearsenglish.com, type in 446, go to this blog post and I'll post a link, guys, if you want to get to this page to find the common current interview questions. Cause for me, it's been years since I was in a college interview. I mean, you know, I interviewed back in the year 2000 for my college. Oh my gosh. It's been 15 years. So we might be a little out of practice when it comes to college interviews, Michelle, but.
but so, you know, we've had other interviews and some of this is just, you know, you can apply this for job interviews as well. So
yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you'll look especially professional.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to do a little situation here, a little role play so we can use these phrases that we've just taught our listeners?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, Michelle. So I'm going to be the admissions counselor. Are you ready? Are you feeling
scary.
Nervous?
Okay. I'm nervous.
Oh. Okay. So I'm going to walk into the waiting room. So Michelle Kaplan, are you ready to have a chat?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. My name is Dr. Constance Green. I am the director of admission here at Columbia.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well. Please follow me.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me why you want to go to Columbia.
Well, I have always admired this school, especially the Columbia Teachers College, for its innovative approach to education. I'm confident that I'll be a good fit here.
Really? That's interesting. So what would you say that you do best?
Well, I'm very friendly and enthusiastic, and I put a lot of effort into everything I do. I don't know.
Oh, I like that. We like hard workers here at Columbia.
Yes.
I mean, as you know, Columbia has an excellent reputation and we like that. We like people with good, solid work ethics. So, Ms. Kaplan, let me ask you one more quick question here. How do you define success?
Success to me means going to Columbia. No, just kidding. Okay, not what I would really say. Success is being happy, being fulfilled in your personal life as well as your professional life.
I like that answer. Okay. Well, that's the end of our interview today. So we'll look at the rest of your application and we'll be in touch if it's a good fit.
Oh, thank you for having me. I look forward to hearing back from you.
Okay. Very good. Very
that
good.
That was a terrible
good job, Michelle.
Interview on my part.
No, it was fine. It was fine. It was fine. You did a good job. So what phrases did we use here, Michelle? You, at the beginning, what did we say? You said, do you remember?
Yes. So I said, pleased to meet you.
Yeah, pleased to meet you. You know, another, as we said before, another way would be it's great to meet you and it's nice to meet you. But pleased to meet you really brings it up a notch in terms of being a little more formal, a little more professional. And hey, if we're looking to go to a place like Columbia, Harvard, these really nice schools, we need to bring it up a notch.
Oh, you know,
I mean, not just anyone is accepted to these places.
Yes.
And then you also said, I'm confident that I'll be a good fit here.
Right. Exactly.
And I would just say for our listeners, if you're going to make a statement like that, you're probably going to get a follow-up question. Why are you confident?
Right,
I mean, what makes you think you'll be a good, right? So just be ready. You know, if you're going to use the phrases we're teaching you guys, put some thought into it. Be ready. What are the reasons that you're confident?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, just going back to our little role play, like I said, my answers weren't so good. They weren't prepared. And, and they weren't specific, right? So think about, don't kind of go off of my answers, but but be specific. If you're going to say, I'm a hard worker, I'm enthusiastic, like, be prepared to tell stories and to back up these kinds of traits with evidence. Tell a story about, oh, yes, there was this time when I blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And we've done a couple of guest episodes on how to do that in a job interview. So you guys can come back to allearsenglish.com and type in interview. You'll get three or four guest episodes. And a few of our guests even had little frameworks on how you can show the person what you've done and what the results were. Those were super cool episodes, guys. So come back to allearsenglish.com and type in interviews to get that regarding job interviews. And you can also use that insight in a college interview. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And then you said two final things to wrap it up to give that good last impression, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Yeah. So I said, oh, thank you for having me. And I said, I look forward to hearing back from you.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. So Michelle, any final thoughts, wisdom, pieces of wisdom, some advice for our listeners if they're getting ready for that college interview process?
Make sure you breathe.
Breathe.
Right. Take a
few
deep
breaths. In the interview or before? Or what do you mean?
Well, all the time is important. But take a few deep breaths beforehand because you're going to be nervous. And that's everybody's nervous before an interview. And just prepare. You're going to be less nervous if you're prepared. Make sure you know, you're prepared with stories to tell about a time when you were a leader, about a time when you overcame, you know, some sort of obstacle. You know, just be prepared with these stories and know why you are applying for that specific school and that specific program.
Yeah, I love it. Good advice, Michelle. All right, guys. So we want to wish you the best of luck if you're going into an interview season here. And Corinne, we hope that answered your question. And very cool, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out today.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Oh, all right. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you're taking your IELTS exam this fall, get our free IELTS checklist, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.